Hello, Tarba, Mr. Dar. Kaisa Sabane Snake bought to buy two more Bataisa. A wall that divides two houses. On one side of the wall is one house, and the other side is another house. And there's a tomb inside the wall that the Kadai has been made. Inside the wall that divides the two houses. Bias Hakarov Latuma Tome. Bakarov Latara Tom. The house is closer to the tomb. If the tomb is on the part of the wall closer to one of the two houses, only that house is Tame. While the house that is closer to Tara, meaning to say that's farther away from the mace that's inside the wall, would remain Tar. Machza Lamachza Shnan Tame. But if the mace was half and half, meaning to say that part of the mace was in part of the wall that's closer to one house, and the other part of the mace was in the other part of the wall closer to the other house, in such a case, both houses would become Tame from the Kedais from the mace that's inside the wall that divides the two houses. Tuma Bachamahem, Ukalim Bakaisal. If a tumor was found in one of two houses that were divided by a wall, and there were utensils inside the wall, Mechetio Uklape Tuma Tameim, Mechetio Uklape Tara Tarim. If the kalim that were inside the wall were in the half of the wall that was closer to the house that held the tumor, in such a case, the kalim would become Tameh from the maze that was found in that house. It's as if the kalim were inside the house together with the maze and would become Tameh. But if the kalim were in the other half of the wall that's closer to the house that did not hold the maze, those kalim would not become Tameh from the maze that's in the other house. Machzor l'machzor harehen Tameh. But if the kalim were partially in the half of the wall that was closer to the house that held the tumah, and partially in the other half of the wall that was farther away from the house that held the tumah, in such a case, the kalim would become Tameh from the maze. Maziba shebein habayis la'aliyah. Plaster that divided the house in the upper floor. Above the beams that served as a ceiling for the bottom floor, there was a coating of plaster, which served as a floor for the upper floor and as part of the ceiling for the bottom floor. Tumah b'toicha mechetio ulamata habayis tameh va'aliyah tahara. If a tumah was inside the plaster, because I have a mace was inside the plaster that divided the bias and the aliyah. If the mace was in the lower half of the plaster that was closer to the lower floor, in such a case the bias is tameh, and the aliyah, the upper floor, would remain tar. Mechetio ulamalan aliyah tmeah la bias tar. But if the kadayas ben amaze was in the upper half of the plaster, in such a case, the upper floor, together with its contents, would become tameh, while the bias would remain tar. Mechta lamechta shnein tmeah. But if the mace that was found in the plaster was partially in the upper half and partially in the bottom half, in such a case, both the bias and the aliyah, together with its contents, would become tameh from the mace that was found in the maziva. Tuma ba'achad mehem ukelim b'maziva. If there was a tuma in either the bias or the aliyah, and there were kelim utensils inside the maziva, mechetio uklape tuma tmeah. Mechetio uklape tahara tahara. If the kelim were in the half of the maziva that was closer to either the bias or the aliyah, which held the tuma, such a case, the kalim would become tameh, but if they were in the other half of the maziva that was farther away from either the bias or the aliyah that held the tumah, in such a case, they would not become tameh from the maze and would remain tar. Mechta lemechta harein tmeh. If the kalim were partially in the half of the maziva that was closer to the house that held the tumah, and partially in the other half of the maziva that was farther away from the house that held the tumah, in such a case, the kalim would become tameh from the maze that was found in either the bias or the aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koha Maziva La'aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda holds the entire Maziva serves Aliyah. The main purpose of the Maziva is as a floor for the upper floor, not as a ceiling for the bottom floor. So therefore, wherever the mace is found in the Maziva, whether it's in the lower half or the upper half, the Aliyah would become Tamei together with its contents, while the bias would remain Torah. The second Allah's Parabab Mishnah Hei Tuma Ben HaKoros. We discussed in the previous Mishnah of such a case that a Tuma was found in the Maziva, the plaster above the beam of the ceiling of the lower floor of a two-floor house. Now the Mishnah will discuss the tumah that was found in the beams themselves below the plaster. Now, according to the Chacham who said in the previous Mishnah that a tumah that is found in the lower half of the maziva, it's as if it was found inside the house. Certainly, if a tumah was found in the beam below the maziva, it's as if it was found in the bottom floor, and only the bottom floor would become tameh, while the upper floor would remain tar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said at the end of the previous Mishnah that the entire maziva is shaykh to the aliyah, that wherever the mace is found in the plaster, the aliyah would become tummy while the bias is tar. What would be in such a case that a tumah is found in the beams below the plaster? So the mission says, if the tumor was found in the bean, and underneath the tumor there's a little bit of the bean, even if it was as thin as a garlic peel. If the part of the bean that is left underneath the tumor is only the thickness of a garlic peel, that's enough. And yesham pesach tefach hakol tamei. If the part of the bean in which the tumor is found has an open area of a tefach by a tefach, then the entire house and the entire aliyah would become tamei from the mace that is found inside the bean, which makes up part of the ceiling of the lower floor, as the tumor of the mace would go down and up, according to Rabbi Huda, and be metame both the aliyah and the bais. It may some place say a tefa. But if the area inside the beam in which the tumor was found is less than a tefa by a tefa, in such a case, rowing as a tumor ki'ilu hi oitem, we look at the tumor as if it was sealed off and closed off from the bottom, since part of the beam is underneath the tumor. So the tumor would not be able to get into the house in such a case, since the space in which the tumor is in is less than a tefa by a tefa, so the tumor would go up and not down, and therefore only the aliyah together with its contents would become tamei, but the lower floor, the bayis, would remain tar. If the tumor could be seen from inside the house, there's an opening in the beam in which you can see right through and see the tumor when you're standing inside the house, whether the opening inside the beam in which the tumor is found is a tefa by a tefa or not, in both cases the bias would be tummy in this case, as since there's an opening in the beam, it's not totally closed off, so the tumor would go down into the house, and so too the tumor would rise up into the aliyah, and both the bias and aliyah would become tummy in such a case.